Diane Gokinar will now bring us our kids' corner. Come on down, kids.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Come on, let's clap.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Okay. Are you all excited? Wednesday, you're going back to school, right? Woo! Okay. Let's all stand. I want you to stand up for me this morning. I met a gentleman last week in Nebraska City, and he always prayed, and I learned about this prayer, and I want you to say it with me, okay? Lord, prop me up. On my leaning side. Right. Now, what do you think he means? Okay, well, let's go like this. Have you ever said a bad word? Okay, then you can stand straight and tall because I've said a bad word. So if you've ever said one bad word, lean to the side. Lean over to the side a little bit. Lean to the side. Nobody's going to lean. Oh, I've got one honest soul back there. He's leaning to the side. Okay. Have you ever pinched somebody or hit somebody? Uh-huh. Yeah. Lean a little bit. Lean a little bit more to the side. Come on. There we go. Got a few more honest souls. Have you ever wanted something somebody else had? Say leaning over. I didn't say you could stand it. Did you ever want something that somebody else had or see something in the store or on TV that you just wanted so bad? You just wanted it. You knew you had to have it? Yeah. Okay, we better sit down before those Dirks boys fall. Okay. But what this man was talking about, he was a farmer, and he had a building and that had stood him up, you know, held the grain, the kids played in it, the animals were in it, and he walked outside one day, and it was kind of leaning over. And he thought, well, this won't do. If it's going to keep doing its work, I'm going to have to help it. So he went and got some 2x4s, and he propped it up, and that barn stood there for another 10 years and did its work good and well. So he got to thinking that his life was like that a lot, that he needed somebody to prop him up. Who do you think that is? God. And who did God send us to prop us up? Noah was one of them, but the big one he sent was his son. What's his son? Jesus. All right. The one that didn't say bad words would know Jesus. Thank you. Okay. Now, did you ever think that you could be a 2x4 and you could prop somebody up? How could you do that? How could you? How? Could you be nice to them at school this week, even if they're frowning and grumpy and don't look great? If they're new, we could all be 2x4s and prop things up. Okay. Can you do that this week at school? Have a wonderful time. Prop your teacher up. Did you ever think about propping your teacher up? Yes, by being obedient and learning the rules and listening and keeping our hands to ourselves. Yes, thank you. That's how we're propping each other up. Or moving away. That's good. That keeps your hands to yourself. Excellent choice. Would you repeat a prayer with me, please? Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for propping me up. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said,
Amen.
Let's collect those coins. Get your red jars over here.
You may remain seated as we sing our song, You're Worthy of My Praise. The kids in 2008 collected over 1,900 for apportionments. So dig that change out.